from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Wendy McClendon Covey, if you watch the show The Goldbergs, she plays Beverly Goldberg, the mother, and she's fantastic. The show is in its fifth season, and it airs Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on ABC. And if you haven't watched that show, you might recognize her from Reno 911 as Deputy Clementine Johnson. Let's get her in here. Oh! Thank you.
Thank you.
Intro, right?
You guys.
Mm-hmm. You're fantastic.
We love you.
You are.
I have a huge crush on you.
I have a crush on you.
Oh,
don't tell him
guess
that because he'll take you up on it.
I was listening to you in the green room.
Yes.
I'm going to send you a picture of me in my Taco Bell bodysuit when they come out. Right? So that's something to look forward to.
Oh, good.
The
good.
Holidays are
wait.
Coming. Uh-huh. And my Dunkin' Donuts hot pants that I'm sure are going to also be featured at Forever 21.
Loving the show. Congratulations
thank
on your fifth
you.
Season.
Oh, thank you so much.
We've had Haley on the show several times.
Oh, wow.
And always ask her, like, how's it going? She's
isn't
like, well.
Isn't she a love?
Oh, yeah, she's
she
wonderful.
Is. And so
yeah.
talented, too. It's like, not only a great actress, but she's like, yeah, I mean, I did music, too. And then she brings one of her songs.
Album.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, I own my own house. I'm 22 years old. Like, oh, jeez.
What were you doing at 22?
I lived at home till I was 26, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah.
But went to community college for many years. And
I always wonder how that happens. Like, if you're at home with your mom and dad, did you ever bring a guy back? And, like, you're like, hang on, my mom and dad are sleeping. We'll just come down the hallway to my
no,
room. You
no,
never did that.
No. Because my dad was a big-time snorer, so my mom slept on the couch.
Oh, so,
so there
no
was there was
anybody.
Just no.
So they were happy.
They were. Hey, we didn't have CPAP machines back in the.
Because those are such a turn
in that
on.
Part of the century. Yeah, that, yeah. Strap on your machine.
You ready, baby?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be breathing tonight.
Yeah, someone's not gonna die.
Yeah, pretty excited.
Put on your death suppressant machine.
Oh, Wendy plays Beverly Goldberg on the TV show The Goldbergs, and I was watching an episode the other night where you were teaching Adam, your 11-year-old son, to dance.
Yes.
He's going to his first dance. Uh-huh. Have you been approached about doing Dancing with the Stars? Because you do have some moves on you.
Seems like I was approached before The Goldbergs, after Bridesmaids and before The Goldbergs. Who has the time? You know, who has
right.
the time?
It's a lot of it. It's 6 hours a day
I
of dancing.
It's 6 hours a day of dancing.
I know.
And with all my modeling and bikini work that I like to do, I have a full-time job.
Yeah.
I can't get it in.
It's tough.
I know other people have the same 24 hours in the day,
mm-hmm.
but I can't budget my time that way, you guys.
You have to prioritize.
Has anyone here done it?
No.
No. No.
I would love to be
approached. Well, that's a waste.
I know, because I was voted best dancer in high school.
You spun on your back on cardboard, right?
Yeah, I was the only break dancer in a small town in Indiana, so I was voted automatically best dancer.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I watched The Goldbergs,
oh, my God.
Child of the 80s right here,
yeah.
is that I find myself, you know, I'm laughing and enjoying it, but I get that stupid smile on my face that just kind of freezes the whole time I'm watching it. I'm like,
aww.
What do you watch? I get the stupid look at my face. It's that smile that freezes.
And
on
then
you.
When you watch
I
it with somebody
that.
Who didn't grow up in the 80s, but you just keep going, it's so true. It's exactly how, that's exactly what that was. Because kids are like, I don't.
How close what? Is your own mother to your character, Beverly?
You know, my mom was a smother as well, but my mom was a working smother. So she had, you know, she couldn't follow us around school all day.
Right.
Real Beverly actually did that, and there are witnesses and there are teachers who have said, oh, yes, she came to see me, you know, regularly and demand things. But, yeah, my mom, she was very overprotective and things like that. I did find her, because one time I was trying to watch Saturday Night Live with a boyfriend, okay, and I thought they were asleep, but my mom had fallen asleep on the floor trying to watch us through the heater. okay? Just so we weren't, you know,
messing around.
Because the thing I'm going to do is get busy with my. It wasn't a big
with
house.
With your dad.
Yeah, exactly. The cartoon bear snoring in the net. Yeah. So I tripped over her, and that is why I knew she was down there. And to this day, she denies it. Like, I know what I saw. I know what I tripped over. One. But I love her. I'd be the same way. You know?
Were you a good kid growing up, or were you a problem child?
No, I was really good, yeah. Actually, because we had the fear of God put into us.
Mm-hmm.
We're very religious. And I wasn't allowed to do anything. Like, oh, you have a date tonight? It's 7:30. We'll see you at 9.
An hour and a half's plenty.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
You get some pizza, get home.
Could boys call you on the phone at any time? Because my sister had a curfew of, like, no calls after 9 o'clock. It was like, that was it.
Once I got my own phone, yeah. I
could, phone. You guys were rich.
Listen. You know.
You had the
Long
phone
Beach royalty.
Yeah.
I had my own phone line. But there were times when it was like, no, you've been... Here's the egg timer. We're setting the egg timer, and then you got to get off the phone. But you know what? What were we talking about?
Nothing.
Did you have the long cord?
You watching TV? Yeah.
At the kitchen phone? You got to, like, go out to the garage, shut the door around the cord so you could talk in the garage?
Yeah, exactly. My sister practicing the piano in the next room, like... What do you have to be on the phone for?
Isn't it funny, like, when you're a kid
or a teenager,
you want to be on the phone all the time, and as an adult, somebody calls, you're like, oh, come on!
Yeah.
Why are you?
Exactly. Don't make me pick up the phone.
Don't call me. It's not good.
Wendy McClendon Covey with us. She plays Beverly Goldberg on the TV show The Goldbergs in your fifth season now. So is that the magic season where you get syndicated, and now it's like, oh, yeah, I don't have to work again?
Apparently it is.
A lot of fun trips to the mailbox.
Yes,
congrats.
Well, not yet. I'm still waiting. People keep telling me, any day now. So I don't know. Maybe it doesn't mean what it used to. But look, I'm thrilled I have a job.
Right.
You know? And I cannot stress it enough. I love this job so much.
It's a great show. Great
I'm
cast.
I'm bummed on the weekend because I'm not at work. Even though I'm exhausted.
Wow, what's that like?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I love it.
And then
it.
I show up and I'm like, why did I miss this place?
No, I really love it. I hope that comes through the television into your home.
It does. Was there any other
we love it.
Plan in case being an actress didn't work out?
Sure.
Besides Duncan.
Well, besides bikini model.
Besides my modeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I had a desk job until, like, 5 years ago. I just kept it because you never know. I edited a social work journal on the campus of Cal State Long Beach.
That sounds so funny.
And I did.
Wow.
It's hilarious. Social workers, you guys, nothing but comedy.
Wendy.
It was part-time,
uh-huh.
And I could do it from wherever I was, so I would be on sets, you know, just editing my manuscripts and...
Did you pretend you were
in.
Writing a screenplay, or did you say no? I'm journaling for social work. I mean, like, what do you?
It's like it's gonna take me too long to explain. You don't want to know what I'm doing. But, yeah.
I'm
anyway,
researching.
So I did that. I thought I was gonna be a gemologist for a while. I worked in jewelry and thought, oh, why don't I become an appraiser? I mean, it's a recession. Everybody's going to want their jewelry appraised.
So with the loop and the looking and the whole thing. So you know a lot about that stuff.
I did.
Are you
I
that judgy woman who looks at women's fingers and goes, look at the clarity on
the
that.
Cut clarity.
I don't.
No.
I don't. In fact, when I see big jewelry, I think... Oh, that's a missed opportunity. Misplaced priorities.
Yes, what about a house?
You can't take it with you.
That's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, you got a ring on your finger?
Not today.
Not today.
Because
you knew you were coming in, huh?
Well, yeah, that's it. I got to go to work
available.
After this, and I don't wear all my precious gems.
They're in a safe.
To Sony.
Someplace.
Yeah, I don't wear my crowns and things.
You know, there are a lot of Halloween costumes. Halloween's coming up. A lot of people do the Goldbergs.
I love that. And some people still do Reno.
Oh, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
How fun was that, Reno 911?
It was awesome.
I mean,
it was fun, you know? But I can't really compare it to this because we would maybe work for a month and be off for 2 years.
That's right. You'd watch Reno and you'd be like, where the hell is that
show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, it shot really quickly. It didn't have to look good, so we didn't have to, you know, do things at different angles. It was supposed to be that shaky handheld camera. This, you know, we have to shoot every angle. Our days are really long. It's like shooting a movie, but yeah, it was great. Great experience.
Have you ever been arrested in real life?
Oh, wow. You just had that locked and loaded. Just wanna, let's go deep. No, I never have.
Oh, really?
I never have.
You are a good girl.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
She's just not been caught, Frank.
A lot of things.
I do all my...
Should you have been arrested?
My dastardly deeds and my meth cooking in my house. You know? I'm not stupid.
She's smart.
I keep it all under wraps.
She's really laundering money on the set. That's not social work.
Yeah, cash-only businesses, you guys.
Anything else you're working on right now that we haven't heard about yet?
Well, let's see. I've got a movie out in theaters now called Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House with Liam Neeson.
Oh, right.
I play his secretary, you guys.
Oh, my. All that social work thing, you know, that really paid off, you know, sitting at the desk.
Yeah, sitting at the desk saying things like, the White House is on line one. Layers. Many, many layers.
Yeah, right.
You guys are really going to see what I'm capable of. But
and the Oscar goes to...
Yeah. Come on. But it's a good movie.
Right.
You should see it.
It's in theaters right now,
yum,
huh?
Yum. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House.
Very timely.
Yeah.
Very timely.
Tom Petty passed away yesterday. As far as Tom Petty and your relationship with... I mean, everybody has a relationship with Tom Petty. I mean, it was just devastating news. I mean, you got a favorite song.
I have friends who were telling me over the weekend, we just saw Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm. At the Bowl.
At the Bowl. Like, my whole thing is, after Prince died and David Bowie, I'm buying tickets to every show I can see.
Yeah.
You can't wait anymore. You just can't wait. So I've seen so many shows this year. I was at Adam Ant over the weekend.
Yeah. Why,
never
is something
got to
wrong
see
with Adam?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, but you never know.
Right.
Because he's getting two shoes, right?
Yeah, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, so
what does he do?
Take that off the list. But who knows?
All right.
Who knows? But go see your favorite bands. I'm so sick that I missed Prince. Yeah. And David Bowie.
I saw Prince once when I was very young. I was out of high school. And then I saw Tom Petty in Denver at an outdoor venue, and it's pouring down rain. And the crowd knows every song, and everybody's into it. It's just such a, you know, communal event, and he's so perfect. And I was supposed to go to the Bowl to see him. Instead, I went to see my daughter at college.
I'm like,
God, you cost me money, and I miss Tom Petty.
You can see her anytime.
I know. She's even coming home this weekend. I'm like, no, you stay away from me for a while. I miss Tom Petty. To come see you. If I knew you were coming home this weekend, I would have skipped it.
Listen, it's okay for her to feel bad.
It is.
There's nothing wrong with a healthy dose of shame for the kids. It's what I was raised with. And
that's
look,
right.
I'm on TV.
It builds character.
Yeah.
Wendy McClendon-Covey with us. So Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on ABC, the fifth season of The Goldbergs. Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic show. I know we've had Haley on several times, who plays your daughter, and I didn't get on board with the show when she was on the show, and now I'm hooked. So,
well, we're in syndication now.
I know.
You guys.
No, it's five seasons for me to catch up.
So you got a real treat.
Well, that's
for
the thing,
yourself.
Though. It's like you can, like, you know, fifth season, go, okay, let's start watching, go back, catch up right away. And it is a fantastic show.
It's a good binge.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful.
It is
the whole cast is great.
A delightful binge.
Thank you so much for coming in. Follower, are you pretty active on Twitter? Because I got your Twitter feed.
Oh,
here.
Sure. I am.
Do you ever get in fights with people, or do you stay away from
them? You know, I've tried to stop doing that.
Yeah. It's hard,
but,
though.
But, listen, the line between loving this and hating it, it's very thin for me. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody, people get real ballsy. I said ballsy.
Right, yeah, it's fine. You're fine.
They get real rude.
Everybody's tough behind the computer, behind
course.
A keyboard. They're like, you know, and then you see them in person. Or what I love is when people are really hardcore, really rude and crude, and then they have an egg for a picture. You're like, you're not even committed.
Stop.
You're not even committed. Or on Instagram, when they come at you, and then you go to click on their profile. Oh, profile's private.
Oh,
somebody doesn't want to put their stuff. Oh, big man. Oh, private.
Oh, I love it. I'm too precious. I don't want anyone, you know.
Oh, that drives
me crazy. I take pictures of my lunch, and I don't want anyone to see it.
Did you look up Wendy's last post on Twitter? What'd she say?
She said, catch me on at FHF show in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow, yeah. Look at that.
I'm playing along.
She's a keeper.
I'm playing along.
She's a keeper.
She's an improv girl.
You can come back anytime.
Oh, then. I can't wait.
Anytime.
I'm going to come back tomorrow. Listen, I am down the street.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to come by on my breakfast break. How you guys doing?
Between the bikini modeling and shooting Goldbergs, you stop back.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Thank you
well,
so much.
You've made me feel so welcome. Thank you.
Wendy McLennan Covey, be sure and watch the Goldbergs Wednesdays, 8 p.m. on ABC. All right. We have to apologize to those of you that we may have offended at any point during today's show and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to Jimmy Kimmel, Dunkin' Donuts, Better Than Ezra, and keyboardist Benmont Tinch.
Forever 21, Taco Bell, Elise Rose, and Joey Buttafuoco.
Steven Seagal, Lionel Richie, Marilyn Manson, and Siegfried and Roy.
Richard Jewell, O.J. Simpson, Filthy Homeowners, and Menopausal Women.
People with Jaundice, Barbara Corcoran, Charlie Smith, and Giselle the Dog, a.k.a. Jizzy.
Swingers, cuckolds, people who shart their pants, and breakdancers.
Men named Noah, gaylords, Chipotle models, and people with tattooed eyeballs.
Wendy McClendon Covey, social workers, appraisers, and international drug dealers.
Jeff Lynn, the Fiddler's Green, the Heartbreakers, and Tom Petty. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Sports on Tap. Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs and Redskins from KC. It was tight right to the very end in that sea of red. But when it was all said and done, the Chiefs scored 9 points in the final minute, a field goal and a fumble return for a touchdown to win it 29-20 and remain the only unbeaten in the NFL. Little preseason hoop at Staples Center. Lakers lose again, 113-107 to the Nuggets. The Kuz, Kyle Kuzma, led the way with 22. Make it 23. But who's counting? It's preseason. And tonight, the AL play-in game. We like to call it the Pig. It'll start at 5, Yankees and Twins from the Bronx. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.